We are not okay with it. We are going to his house. We're going to go to this director of the health.
Ammon Bundy is holding court in a chili warehouse by the railroad tracks in rural Emmett, Idaho.
Right?
Yes, that Ammon Bundy. He's a leading anti-government activist, and on this day, he's rallying people against the stay-at-home order Idaho issued to curb the spread of COVID-19. Among other things, he's threatening to march on the homes of Idaho Governor Brad Little and the director of the state's Department of Health and Welfare.
A guideline would be great, but an order is inappropriate, and it's absolutely unconstitutional and unauthorized.
The scene at the warehouse is like something from a pandemic safety nightmare. Dozens of people sit elbow to elbow, greeting each other with hugs, even posing for pictures with Bundy with an arm around his waist. It's also illegal, according to the emergency order issued by the governor. Bundy's involvement raises eyebrows in part because he's led two armed standoffs with federal agents. And he wouldn't rule out a similar scenario today.
I think that we have to do whatever it takes. I hope that we don't have to go to that extent.
But some in the militia movement see it differently. One of the men who took up arms to defend Bundy and his father against the federal government has broken with Bundy on the pandemic response. Eric Parker is the president of the militia group, the Real 3%ers of Idaho. His phone line was scratchy, but he says we're in the midst of a health crisis.
We understand that this is a health crisis. We would expect everybody to act accordingly.
He's encouraging his fellow 3%ers to follow the stay-at-home order. But he also said his members are monitoring enforcement and documenting abuses.
We believe that that's the possible flashpoint.
A possible flashpoint. What does unite anti-government movements during the pandemic is the importance of firearms.
It feels so good to be living in the American Redoubt.
That's John Jacob Schmidt speaking on Radio Free Redoubt. The American Redoubt, also pronounced Redoubt, is generally thought of by survivalists and militia groups as a region encompassing parts of Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and Montana. It's seen by them as a kind of last refuge from societal collapse. There, Schmidt says residents tend to be
preppers, very heavily armed.
Todd Savage lives in North Idaho and runs Black Rifle Real Estate, which caters to preppers and followers of the Redoubt movement. He said his business is booming over the past month. And given that his company name is a nod to the AR-15 rifle, it's unsurprising that he thinks guns are essential during a pandemic.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. When somebody's breaking down your door because they're desperate for food, water, or medicine for their family, what are you going to do?
And followers of the Redoubt movement were galvanized by the controversial memo the Department of Homeland Security recently issued, suggesting that gun stores be deemed essential services. It was the latest in a series of overtures to the far right from the Trump administration. Alexander Barron runs a website focused on the American Redoubt.
I support President Trump wholly when he recommended to governors nationwide that things like firearms, gun stores, and shooting ranges remain as essential services for the American people during these times of need.
David Gleddy spent years infiltrating anti-government groups for the FBI. He said some anti-government groups may see the fear of COVID-19 as an opportunity.
It's a true crisis, but it's a great recruitment tool for these militias.
Gleddy said many in that mindset don't recognize the authority of any government officials past their county sheriff. That could mean the potential for violence.
They are prepared if the government does come with law enforcement and try to shut them down. That's where the red line will be.
For now, at least, no one has crossed that line. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Drusen.